This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to RDS Who Is Two Leadership Call number 49 on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Alan, Susan, and Catherine. From ICANN.org, we have Jean-Baptiste, Jackie, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the transcript, and I'll turn the call over to you, Jean-Baptiste. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda, and thank you for this wonderful response on RDS with two leadership call. Yeah, exactly, Alan. Nice touch. Starting with the suggested agenda for today, so the final reports look at outstanding issues, status of consensus, and sections which were sent for translation, and AOP. Is there anything else you would like to add on today's agenda?
Just the timing, but let's go through the rest of the meeting first.
Yeah. All right. In reply to the email that Alan sent earlier this week, so I followed up on that and tried to look at all the different outstanding issues for the final report, which are listed on the following slide. So I saw that there was an action item identified on the last memory call, which was to add in the text implementation to begin once any preconditions are met. For the priority level definition, I was just wondering because I didn't see or there was no notion of whether that would be Jackie doing that or not, and I haven't seen any updates regarding that. So is this still open? If yes, who needs to act on that, and where in the report exactly should that still
so that do you remember? Do you remember is that in the section on last? The last review's compliance or in the new section? Sorry, have we lost someone or lost me?
No, you're still here, Alan. That's Katrina, I think.
Yeah, I thought
I stepped back on.
I thought we had done that somewhere, but I'm not sure whether this was in relation to the original compliance recommendations or the new ones we're making.
Jackie, do you recall?
I thought that was accomplished as well, but I can also dig into the documents and see if it's been mentioned anywhere, and that's on the fact-finding mission aspect.
Yeah, I thought that was already actually changed in the recommendation itself, or maybe in the implementation
as well.
All right, let's leave that on Jackie's list. If there's a problem, come back to me or Susan about it.
Okay.
All right. So then under the following section, so starting with compliance, there was an action item, and there, I've never heard back from you, Susan, on that, so I don't know whether that was done. I couldn't see any changes, but please confirm. The first one was, Susan, to clarify that I can, we have to go on fact finding missions, but use information they currently have on hand. Susan, to clarify that compliance enforces registrar to enforce data accuracy for registrants.
Yeah, I thought that was in there, but I guess I know this came up again a couple weeks ago, but I thought those were from the December meeting and they had been taken care of. But let me go back again because I don't remember what I did yesterday even, and make sure that's in there.
All right. I'm putting the link in the chat, if you can look at that. Just to confirm, thank you, Susan. On common interface, so Alan, thank you for your feedback in the email that you have sent. I've shared that, if there is any clarification, I will inform you about that thank you very much for getting back to me on this. On law enforcement needs section, so there are several edits from Catherine, but I was just wondering whether those are approved and can be incorporated. I'll put the link in the chat so that we can have a look now and move forward on this.
So we're still looking at the Google Doc here, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. If there were still open comments or indicators that it's not final yet, the Google Doc is still valid.
All right. Let's look at these in specific. There's a graph just below the heading 1.2.1.1.
Yeah.
That I commented on, that I didn't understand. There was a yellow, there were four columns in very important, neutral, not important. And the yellow one seems to correspond to what the text is talking about, but I don't know what the other columns are. They're not identified and they don't seem to relate to anything. Catherine, are you in a position to look at the document?
Yes, sorry, I didn't speak. This is Catherine for the record. I didn't speak because I thought this was actually addressed by Jean-Baptiste's comment immediately below yours, which says that indeed this is not the right graph, and they're going to use the one from the draft report, which was fine.
Okay, yeah. And the draft report one was fine. Okay, fine. In that case, I didn't quite comprehend that, and I didn't go back to look at the draft report. All right, that's fine then. Next one.
And I just wanted to confirm on what Catherine said, that all the other colors are not even appearing in the draft report. I think some issues to do with that.
Okay, that's good. Then there's no problem. Then we have some changes in 1.2.1.4, tools used to access RDS data. And Catherine added.
Yeah, that was the language that we mentioned, that I mentioned on the last plenary call on Monday specifically. I added information, it's basically just a sentence reprising the same information that is in the graph immediately below, for the sake of clarity, because indeed the way I led into the new graph, into the next graph with some, information that is not visually depicted, and then said, you know, following from that, and then I put the graph, and for you and for, I assume, also some others, this was confusing because you were expecting the sentence immediately before that to state basically the same figures that were in the graph. And so I've added a sentence, which basically just reprises the exact statistics that are in the graph below. So you will find the 65%, the 16, and the 19.
Yeah, I've accepted all those. The next one is an issue of graph and resolved.
Well, it's not yet resolved, but we decided to take out the billing.
No, I hit resolve to make the comma disappear.
All right.
All right, now we have the issue of billing. And how are we handling that, the billing contact?
We decided to delete that one on the billing entry on the last plenary call.
Okay, and Jean-Baptiste, you have the material to do that, to create that new graph, or is that something Catherine that needs to do? I just don't know who created the original graphs.
Catherine created the original ones, and if you could, Catherine, that would be super helpful.
Oh, sorry. See that as my response to the data, but I can just properly add to this document. So I've tried to fix graphs previously, and the anonymous access combined with my Google Docs does not allow me to edit the graph. So I already previously had referred some of that out to Jackie. So I would perhaps wait until you've converted it to Word so I can work on it properly again.
Okay, we can fix the image just by making that middle part disappear. If that's the easiest way, I'm happy to do it.
Oh, so the only thing that needs to be done on this graph is to remove the billing.
That's correct.
Yeah. And I'm happy to do that when we get to Word.
Okay. I think that shouldn't be too hard.
If someone can forward me the original image, it's a trivial Photoshop change. Just make that middle part disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I understand it, the people in translations are actually using the real graph. Because these do have embedded data. So, it depends what you actually are using. So I think it's faster to just delete Excel, but I then cannot import it into the Google Doc. So I'm happy to do that in Word.
We don't need to worry about the Google Doc at this point. Let's just import it into the final document, and we can fix the physical image.
Okay.
I'm presuming it is an image and a JPEG or a GIF or something, and that can be fixed easily. If not, we'll make it into an image. Okay. Jean-Baptiste or I will handle that once we get into the Word doc.
That's fine for me. Find other things. Self-busy.
And I don't see hold on, there's a comment. That's the color scheme. Was the issue on the new one, so we can resolve that. And that's all there was. So the only one left to resolve is the removing billing, and we'll do that when it goes into the Word document. Next item, please.
Sorry, just on the color scheme, if I may, this is Catherine. If somebody has more design experience and has a way of making this more accessible just by virtue of adjusting the color scheme, I'm more than happy for that to happen, of course. So just to say there, because I remember that there was a comment also on making the color scheme clearer.
Catherine, I think those were only that the graphs that Jean-Baptiste recreated because the Google Doc was messed up. The original ones, I think, were fine.
Yeah.
And we're now reverting to the original ones for the once it goes into Word.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Next item, please.
Next item. So yes. So if you recall, there was an action item at the time of the face-to-face meeting to bring LE1 and survey questions to the PDP and to the GAC. So the PDP was Alan and GAC was Catherine, but there was never any date provided. If you could just inform on when that was done.
The information, it was done ages ago for the EPDP. I can check the date. We don't need it for the report, but if you want the date, just remind me and I'll dig it up.
I mean, if it was just after face to face, it's just
it may have been. I think it was just after the report was issued.
Okay.
But
yes, and we
check.
Presented this to Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah.
To the GAC, so I think there.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so that's not a report issue. But to complete the action item, we should give you the date. Okay.
Yeah. All right. On the estimate number of hours spent on the LA survey, there as well, I got feedback yesterday on the amount, so I just need to implement that into the Excel sheet. So this one will be closed shortly. Objective 6, contractual compliance. So on page 8, there is one comment still open. So there it is referring to the registrar working group. I just wanted clarification on whether here you mean registrar stakeholder group.
The sentence says the registrar working group is reviewing the criteria from ICANN.org that will be used to determine whether any solution exists in the marketplace that is technically and commercially viable. And this is trying to see what is this in the cross-field validation. And it says the working group is expected to respond by 31st of July, 2018. I don't know what the registrar working group is. Does that mean the stakeholder group? Susan, that would mean something you wrote just before heading 1.2.5.
It must be the registrar stakeholder working group. But I don't remember. Did they actually respond? Do you remember, John Baptiste?
Respond to what?
It says it's reviewing the criteria. The working group is expected to respond by July 31st. Did we receive a response, or did ICANN Compliance receive a response?
Not that I know, but if it's the registrar stakeholder group, I'm more than happy to follow up with the secretary. I just need clarification that we are speaking about the same group.
Let's change it to registrar stakeholder group. Delete the last sentence.
And if they did reply, then wouldn't that be worth updating this section then?
Probably, but we're running out of time at this point. It's in their hands.
Yeah. I'll go back and look at Objective 6, too, and see if there's something that needs to be changed.
Okay. So at this point, we've removed it. This is the third bullet in Section 1.2.4. If we have something we can report on, we can add it. Otherwise, the bullet point reads okay as it is, simply saying they were working on it, or they are working on it. Next item. All right.
The action item, Susan, again, calling on your memory on that, there was an action item to update Objective 6 section based on operational input receipt. So the email that I had sent with the review team with the different input that was shared by Alice. Do you recall if all that was addressed?
I don't recall, but I'll take a look today, like before noon my time, and get back to you. Otherwise, I agree with Alan, we're running out of time. So I'll give you an answer. Either we need to update it, or we're just going to leave it by noon today.
Okay.
Now, next item is on Appendix H, and I don't know where that is. It's not in the Google Doc.
So, exactly, Alan. And there, if you recall, I mentioned the last face-to-face that there is a bylaw requirement to include an explanation of how public comments were considered, as well as summary of changes made in response to public comments. So, this is something I believe that is missing actually from the report currently, which would be added, and I think maybe as an appendix would be the easiest.
I think my understanding from past, whatever's process is that it's acceptable to put in an Appendix H simply a pointer to the Excel spreadsheet or a PDF version of it that reports how we responded on each of the comments. I don't think we need to incorporate the full text here. Simply a pointer to the somewhere wherever the document exists on the wiki should be sufficient. I believe that's been acceptable in past times.
Okay. What I can do is I can draft a text to introduce that, and maybe also report on the number of public comments that were received, and point to the Excel document.
Yeah, I think we just need to point to the the public comments or and or the summary that staff put together, and a pointer to how they were resolved, and a short paragraph saying the review team, you know, during face-to-face meetings or during plenary plus face-to-face meetings, reviewed every comment and either took action or noted why that was not going to be addressed.
Yeah. All right. Then the next one is Appendix I, Relevant Research Links. So there I noted that access was to be provided to Alan and Susan on this appendix.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to mention that that was done, and I was wondering whether whether this was done or not already.
Well, I fixed the privacy proxy, which was the one identified at the time. Number 11, Common Interface, has the same problem. So it needs to be cut. It needs to be replaced with the section from the draft report that could be done on the Google Doc, but then it then it uses different kinds of bullets. So it's far easier once you do the incorporation of the Google Doc back into Word, if you simply cut and paste from the draft report the two sections on relevant research for, you know, you can either fix up the bullets or just repaste again the section on privacy proxy and on common interface.
Okay.
Nothing particularly magic about it. I do note that I noticed when I did the privacy proxy that there are two levels of indent in the bullets. And in the original Word document, if you look at it, they're all at the same level with some of them having an extra dash in them. So the dash should be taken out and the bullets indented to make it look proper. Or if you don't care, leave it the way it was. No one's going to notice.
No. I do care.
Okay.
All right.
In any case, that's purely mechanical Word stuff to get that stuff fixed up. Why the cut and paste destroyed all the links when it was created, I don't know, but it's not worth asking right now.
All right. And that's where you had noticed that some links were missing?
Well, Jackie had noticed the links were missing. And that's why it needs to be cut and paste from the original document.
All right. And that was only in this section? Or
it was in privacy proxy and a common interface. Why? I have no clue.
No.
When Jackie created it, her paste button must have been broken. What can I say?
Yeah. All right. So I believe that's where we are on open comments in Google Docs and any edits. So following my email, I did not see any replies. What I just mentioned to you, Alan, was that Eric had confirmed the approval of all recommendations and also approval on the consumer trust section that you had shared. But as far as Chris, Stephen, Thomas, and Volker, I have not received any update on that.
Chris, I sent a message on saying he was abstaining. So we are not expecting anything from Chris. Thomas, I am fully expecting to be silent. And to be honest, if he does choose to vote, I think we're going to be subject to question of how come someone who didn't attend virtually any meetings and never sent any comments, what value is his consensus? So I'm happy if he does not agree, if he's silent, and we'll simply exclude him from the count. So that comes down to Volker and Stephanie. At this point, if they abstain, if they do not comment, fine, we exclude them. If they object to any recommendation,
we have, if they both object to the same recommendation, we lose consensus, assuming Thomas does not comment anything. Because our 80% rule will, if only 7 out of 9 people comment, it's only 77%, not 80. So really the challenge at this point is to get Volker's comments. Stephanie may or may not give her comment. She will eventually, but perhaps not in time for the report to be published. But let's talk about when that's going to be in a moment. So really it comes down at this point to Stephanie and Volker. And you sent out a message yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
I've sent out messages to Stephanie already. Let me put on my to-do list to send individual private messages to Volker and to Stephanie. And then we'll make a decision as we go forward. I don't know what to do otherwise.
Thank you, Alan. And Catherine has her hand raised.
Sure. Please go ahead, Catherine.
Thank you, Alan. I just had a comment. This is Catherine for the record. I just had a comment on Thomas's absence and a question on, you know, because we did say at some point that if somebody became unable to serve on the team, we might go back to the relevant part of the constituency, or the community rather, to renominate someone. And of course we discussed this and decided that at the point in time at which Thomas completely dropped out, it was a bit late in the game and that we would proceed. And I'm just wondering whether this needs to be addressed in any way, shape, or form in the report, whether we should add wording to explain or whether there should be a record somewhere that we, pursuant to our procedural rules, thought about this issue and then decided that it was not necessary to renominate someone from the GAC.
I think that's a really good point. And clearly, if we end up publishing the report with anyone missing, then we're going to have to comment. Have to comment on that. So why don't we put an action item in my quasi-final review of the Word document to insert something relevant to the consent to getting consensus. Not quite sure where it will fit. We may actually need a new section or a subsection somewhere. But it probably needs to be put into both the executive summary and in the document. So why don't we have an action item for me on once I get a copy of the cleaned up Word document to do something about that. Thank you for mentioning that, Catherine. It's a really important issue. All right, what else do we have on the agenda? I think we're now at AOB.
So here, Alan, just so that you know, that's showing the different sections that were sent for translation, those where it was not, mainly because there were still updates needed, compliance, common interface, plan and annual report. Law enforcement needs, the ones that we have discussed today, ICANN contractual compliance, action structure and processes. There was some progress with, if you remind Stephanie, if you could just remind her as well, if she can provide that small paragraph that is pending for compliance.
Jean-Baptiste, if she does, she was the one who felt it was necessary. If she has not included it at this point, there's a limit to how much we can push her.
Yeah.
Remember, she has said she is going to do a detailed edit of the whole document and give us lots and lots of changes. It's never happened. So
yeah.
All we can do is work with what we have.
Yeah.
You can send her a reminder if you want, saying she promised a paragraph, but if she gives it, fine.
I'm not happy to do it. Yeah.
But I, at this point, I'm willing to live with what ever she's done, and we will get a minority report from her sometime. The critical thing is to, at this point, to get the votes, and particularly from Volcker, because I'm not expecting him to object to many, if any, of the recommendations. And once we have a vote from Volcker, we've locked in the consensus decision. No, unless he, if he objects to any, then on that particular recommendation, we may not know what the consensus is. You know, we cannot publish the report without, we can publish the report without everyone's votes as long as we know what the decision is. And that at this point rests either on Stephanie or Volcker, or both if anyone objects to anything. And Volcker is less likely, I think, to object to than Stephanie, but clearly, you know, both of them have had problems in the past, and I think we actually need to find out what the vote is. Once we know what the decision is, then we can publish the report. We can revise the report, adjusting the consensus to show disagreement if it doesn't add, if it doesn't alter the outcome. And we can revise the report to add a minority report. If we change the actual decisions or change the recommendations, that becomes a critical issue, because one could say that we have, that the 6 months has to be from the revised report, not the first one. And the public comment perhaps has to be extended. You know, there's all sorts of problems that that happen if we're changing the outcomes.
Yeah.
But if we're not changing the actual outcomes, then I don't mind doing a revised report. And I spoke to Nagar, and she's agreeable on that also. So, but if we change outcomes, we have a real problem. And we, you know, whether we want to publish not knowing what the outcomes are is a different issue. Okay, hopefully by the end of today, we can get any of the issues resolved that may still be pending in the document. And I haven't flipped through them all, but Jackie, I presume, and Jean-Baptiste, can, if there are no comments that need to be resolved at this point, they can go to translation. We just have to carefully track changes after this to make sure that that translation can retroactively, you know, or retrofit them into the translations. So I would say at this point, the Google Docs are frozen, subject to resolving any current issues. And let's get those
I would. I would simply maybe close all the Google Docs. I mean, not close, but freeze any editing on all the Google Docs that I consider final now.
Yeah, there may still be one or two minor things to resolve, but if you want to capture those things to resolve and still freeze them as is, I'm happy with that. We have to get onto the Word document.
Mm-hmm. I think really good shape. This is Jackie for the record. So,
sorry, I didn't catch that, Jackie.
I think it's in very good shape. I think we're
okay.
We're on our way.
Then let's do it. Okay. Now timing. When will we? Clearly, we said we wanted to ship the document tomorrow. That's not going to happen. Because if we don't have a Word document, and enough things can happen on the import that it's got to have at least two sets of eyes looking at it carefully. So clearly that is not going to happen. I don't want it to go past Monday, however. So the question is, how quickly can we get the Word document created by Jean-Baptiste and cleaned up to the extent that Jackie can start doing at least an eyeball review of it, and I can as well.
So you are saying that you want the report basically done by Monday, right?
Well, the problem is we start getting closer and much closer. I end up with other conflicts that I personally have, and You know, I think Jackie would like to get this off the plate also. It's dragged on for quite a bit longer than we had originally planned. So if we don't have responses from Stephanie and Volker, we're stuck. We can't issue the report.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping we'll get it on a
Alan, just to be fully transparent, so all the sections that are being considered final, those they are being incorporated into the report, but it's all the how to say that the styling, and also there are a few sections from the appendix that need further updating, including the one we have discussed today. So this is what will be taking time, and also checking the links once all those sections have been incorporated. Tomorrow I will have, I anticipate if everything goes well that I will have plenty of time to progress on that, but I can promise that by tomorrow evening I'll be in a position to share that document with Jackie, but I can
okay.
try to
Sorry, I'm,
send her
I'm,
something
I'm
by
not...
Monday.
I'm not trying to put undue pressure on. Clearly, we're not going to make the date tomorrow. When do you feel comfortable that you will have a document that Jackie and I can start looking at? Remove all of my comments about Friday and Monday. Forget that. It's off the table. Give me what you think is a reasonable target for us getting a document, including whatever styling things and things you believe you have to do before releasing it to us.
To be fully confident, I would say Wednesday.
Okay,
but that
Wednesday it is.
That doesn't mean that I couldn't try to send it before.
No, target is no later than Wednesday. If it's earlier, it's earlier.
Yeah.
So that really means the 25th probably is a reasonable publication date, giving us not quite a week to look at it after we get it back, but a few business days and a weekend. So that's probably where we're heading, but we don't have to announce that formally.
No, and also I hope to get some feedback as well from translations on when they plan to have the reports ready too.
All right, what else do we need to do today?
Well, that's a lot to do, Alan. I think we have a better idea on how to close this now.
Okay. We do not need a plenary call. I don't think we need a plenary call on Monday.
No. And I'll be more than happy to use this time to progress.
Okay. I don't think one was scheduled anyway, but in any case, we don't need one. So if it wasn't scheduled, fine. If it was scheduled, cancel. But I believe we did not schedule one. And let's plan another leadership call for next Wednesday.
All right.
Or actually, next Wednesday or Thursday, your call, depending on when you think we will have already received whatever it is you're working on. So either make it Wednesday or Thursday, you know, you decide.
Brenda, then I would say Thursday.
Okay. Anything else?
Not on my side.
Catherine seems to have dropped off. Susan, you're okay?
Yep, sounds good. I'll get you the 2 points that are referenced in the PowerPoint.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Jean-Baptiste, if you want to, do we have action items? We seem to.
Yes. Several ones. So the first one is on law enforcement needs to remove the billing bar under section RDS with the curfew that take care of that. Susan, to review whether personal input was incorporated in Objective 6, contractual compliance. Jean-Baptiste, to populate Appendix H on public comments. Appendix I, cut and paste from DAF report the 2 sections on relevant research for our privacy proxy services and common interface. Alan, to send our private messages to Volker and Stephanie on final report recommendations. Alan, to review final report and insert something relevant to getting consensus, executive, perhaps in the executive summary, confer Thomas not being replaced. And Jean-Baptiste Fenry, to send another reminder to Stephanie on recommendation 4, compliance missing paragraph.
Okay, let's add one more item. Jean-Baptiste, as soon as you have a Word document, not worrying about stylistic, but just the content, let's distribute that to the group.
All right.
And on, just to note on the first action item, we will do that on the by modifying the physical the graph image once it's imported into text into the Word document. All right, I think we're done for today. Thank you all.
On the previous action item, Alan, is that fine if this goes out without the appendix E and F, which is the fact sheet and participation summary? It's just in case, like, there is a final call or that there are new updates needed.
Yes, that's fine.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you all.
Hold
Thank
on.
You, Susan.
Negar has just sent a message. All right, Jean-Baptiste, if you can check with Negar, the conclusion that we had when we talked, Negar and I talked yesterday, was we could issue a revision as long as that revision only adjusted the record of who supported a recommendation, but didn't change the output, the outcome, or added a minority statement. So she, when we left, I thought she was comfortable with a revision for that. Now, that may or may not be necessary, but my understanding was she was comfortable as long as there was no content changed other than the report of who supported a recommendation or not, as long as it didn't change the consensus outcome. If you can verify with her, I would appreciate that.
All right.
I'll put that in the chat in a moment once we hang up, but if you can just verify. All right. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks for all the hard Bye-bye. Work, everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.